He read Homer over and over again, and longed to see all the beautiful places described by the poet. If only he could hold in his hands, just once, the wonderful weapons with which these heroes fought. And one day he did, for it turned out that all of it was true. Not in every detail, of course. The heroes named in the songs were no more real than the giants and witches in fairy tales. But the world that Homer describes, the drinking cups, the weapons, the buildings and the ships, the princes who were at the same time shepherds, and the heroes who were also sea raiders, were not inventions. When Schliemann told people this, they laughed at him. But he didn't give up. He just kept putting money aside so that one day he could go to Greece and see for himself. And when he had finally raised enough money, he hired laborers and set about digging in search of all the cities mentioned in Homer.